You are listening to KWVA in Eugene.
Steppe! Dagli una spinta a quella gondola!
Da-di-da-da! Da-di-da-da! Da-di-da-di-da-da! Da-di-da-da!
And welcome to another reflective episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you until noon today. The show is split into two parts. Before we get going, I just wanted to say a big shout out to my friend Kyle, but also rest in peace, Papa. From Papa's Soul Food, you will be missed. All right, side one of the Hangover. Side two is going to be kind of rocking. We'll talk about that later. But side one, I haven't done a show on November 22nd in a long time. And I know a lot of you out there could give two bits about the death of a president. But a lot of us in shall I put myself in the older generation, remember when they killed the president. There's a lot of talk nowadays about threats on the president's life, and let me tell you, it really messed the country up. It really screwed things up. So we're going to just spend a little bit of time remembering what it's like to have your president shot out from under you, and also talking about the events around that day. 46 years ago today, November 22nd,
Subject to proof. Let both sides
and let both sides
explore what problems unite us.
Unite us.
Instead of belaboring those problems which divide us.
Problems that divide us. And let both sides, for the first time,
formulate proposals for the inspection and control of arms.
Control of arms, let us begin.
Let us begin.
Let us begin.
KLIF Bulletin. From Dallas, three shots reportedly were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy today near the downtown section. KLIF News is checking out the report. We will have further reports. Stay tuned. Here is a further report after we have just received word that shots had been fired at the Kennedy motorcade. We just talked with the police department. Here was that conversation.
Several persons arrived at Parkland and no information is being given at this time.
But you did have reports of shots being fired.
We had reports, yes, sir.
KLIF News en route to Parkland Hospital to confirm the reports that someone had been wounded in the firing of shots in the Kennedy motorcade in downtown Dallas. And now another report from Joe Long in downtown Dallas.
Here is the latest unconfirmed report we have, and we must stress that this is unconfirmed, but it comes from a very high-placed official who refuses to be quoted, but it is now reported that Governor Connally and the President perhaps have been wounded in this assassin's attempt. It is an unofficial report that both the President and Governor Connally were wounded in this shooting event in the downtown area during the passage of the motorcade. The automobile in which the President was riding reportedly sped out to Parkland Hospital, and we do not know whether Mrs. Kennedy and or Mrs. Connally suffered any injury at all. The first report we had said that both of the men were lying prone in the automobile in the caravan limousine at the time it made its way rapidly to Parkland Hospital. We have no further details. Parkland Hospital is being placed almost off limits to reporters at this time, but those details that are available will be brought to you just as quickly as we possibly can. We'll bring you further details momentarily. Joe Long, Cliff Mobile News Unit number 4, 1190, announced.
I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed I replaced ignorance, stupidity, and hate. I dreamed the perfect union and a perfect law undenied. Most of all, I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. I dreamed that I could do the job that others hadn't done. I dreamed that I was uncorrupt and fair to everyone. I dreamed I wasn't gross or base, a criminal on the take. And most of all, I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. Remember where I was that day? I was upstate in a bar. The team from the university was playing football on TV. Then the screen went dead and the announcer said, "There's been a tragedy." Unconfirmed reports the president's been shot and he may be dead or dying. Talking stopped, someone shouted what? I ran out to the street. People were gathered everywhere saying, did you hear what they said on TV? And then a guy in a Porsche with his radio hit his horn and told us the news. He says the president's dead, he was shot twice in the head in Dallas, and they don't know by whom. I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed that I was young and smart, and it was not a waste. I dreamed that there was a point to life and to the human race. I dreamed that I could somehow comprehend that someone shot him in the face. John Kennedy died.
Already have expired, although that is not official. We repeat, not official. But the extent of the injuries to Governor Connally is a closely shrouded secret at the moment.
President Kennedy is dead, Gordon.
Ladies and
this
gentlemen,
is official
the
word.
The president is dead. The president, ladies and gentlemen, is dead.
The new president of the United States is, of course, Lyndon Baines Johnson, the second Johnson in American history to succeed to the presidency upon the death of a president of the United States. No one could have been more shocked than all of the newsmen and those who were assigned to cover the tragic motorcade of the president of the United States. Joe was the pool reporter assigned to cover the arrival of the president this afternoon. And Joe, it was just a little over 2 hours ago that you were visiting with the president at Love Field, live, radiant, and exuberant. And as is customary in these cases, there will be an almost immediate inauguration of the vice president. It can be expected that Lyndon Johnson will be inaugurated president of the United States immediately here in Dallas. Recalling past events in American history, there is very little weight considered that the United States cannot remain leaderless for more than minutes and certainly not more than for a few hours. The president died at 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's 42 minutes from now, 42 minutes since the president has expired.
Gordon, we now have an eyewitness report to the assassination. This is Mr. Charles Brehm of 1619 Kings Highway, who was standing at the curb at the moment President Kennedy was assassinated.
Where were you on November 22nd, 1963?
And now, here's Johnny!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your...
Just a moment. We have a bulletin coming in.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News.
Stand by, please.
In Dallas, Texas...
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route.
If been ein Berliner.
Three shots were fired.
Put me on, Bell.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Stand by, please.
The president was hit in the head.
Stand by, please.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh, no.
Sped on. Something has happened here. We understand there is bitterness.
The world is very different now.
The Flash, apparently official. The Flash, apparently official. President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 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 Time.
He's dead, all right.
Time. 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 Time.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
There is a prisoner. There is a prisoner. Wearing a black sweater.
This is the man who killed President Kennedy.
Do you have anything to say in your defense? Oswald has been shot. Oswald has been shot. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher. Dangling, his hand is dangling over the edge of the stretcher.
He's dead, all right. He's dead, all right.
Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby. He runs the carousel club. Here is the ambulance.
More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh no. Oh no.
The energy.
Oh no.
The faith.
Oh no.
The devotion.
Oh no. The motorcade sped on. More details just arrived. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up. She called, oh no.
The faith.
Bulletin here in just a moment. A bulletin here
the
in just
faith.
A moment. Joe Long's gone to the phone now for it. News of the assassin's attack on President Kennedy hit Congress like a thunderbolt this afternoon. The leadership reacting with comments of, oh, God, and this is terrible. Senate Democratic leader Mike Mansfield of Montana called to the Senate cloakroom telephone and informed of the news flash about the attack on the chief executive and Texas Governor John Conley. I can't even find words, Mansfield said after a hushed pause. My God.
Joe? Gordon, Roy Nichols at Parkland Hospital finally has found a way to contact us. All of the lines out there have been jammed for some time. Here is his first official report from the scene.
Please
where
allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. I rode a tank, held a generous rank when the blitzkrieg raged and the bodies sank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh yeah. Watch me glee while your kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I laid traps for troubadours. They reach Bombay. with the nature of my name. Ah, yeah. Get down in it.
Yes, remembering that day 46 years ago, yeah, for you kiddies out there. You probably don't care, but this is the Reverend Mark Times Sunday Morning Hangover. Been listening to a few things about the death of JFK. Rolling Stone's Sympathy for the Devil, when they first wrote that, it was Who Shot Kennedy, and then Robert was shot, and they had to change it. Steinsky doing the Motorcade sped on, the Fateful Hours disc, coverage of the JFK assassination out of Dallas. Lou Reed, The Day John Kennedy Died on the Blue Mask. And we started out with the JFK Singers, Let Us Begin Anew. We've got a few more to play, but I wanted to step in here and I just want to clarify that anything I say here is an editorial opinion from me. It makes no qualms about the opinion of the radio station or of the university. And I just wanted to speak out a little bit because there's a lot of people out there talking about the death of a president, not JFK, but the current president. And it's people that come from, surprisingly, a religious background and a very far right-wing background. You might think I'm kind of jumping the gun, but people are using the Bible to promote veiled threats against the president. There's some Pray for Obama merchandise that quotes the Bible, invoking God to make your own political point. And it's talking about Psalm 109:8, verse 8, saying, "Let his days be few, and let another take his office." This is a sentiment that is being used on the internet, in different websites, even using it to sell merchandise. There's been a lot of people that are, of course, dissatisfied with the current president, of course, dissatisfied with this person that was freely elected to office. But nevertheless, joking or even seriously talking about taking the president out is not, it's not, of course, it's not a good thing. But if you remember how screwed up things were when Kennedy was assassinated and how bleak and how dark that weekend was, I think you'd think twice before joking about it.
The first.
official statement from Dallas Police Chief Jesse Curry. You just now heard it directly from Dallas Police Headquarters. Jack Rubenstein, a well-known Dallas nightclub owner and operator, better known as Jack Ruby, will be charged with the murder of Lee Oswald, the 24-year-old man charged with the assassination of the President of the United States.
KLIF News obtained an exclusive statement from Mrs. Eva Grant, sister of Jack Ruby.
I want it known by everyone that I do not blame the Dallas Police Department for what happened Sunday morning. Chief Curry and his men did not neglect their duty. I honestly believe my brother had gotten hold of a press pass, which got him into the police headquarters. This criticism of the police department is uncalled for, and they must not be held in blame. My brother was grieving so, and I feel it got the best of him. I know he was with me a great deal Friday and Saturday. He had been very upset about the death of the president. When he came face to face with Oswald, he must have thought this man had done him some personal harm. And I believe my brother became insane suddenly. Otherwise, this never could have been done. Please, please don't blame the police department.
It is now Sunday afternoon. Peace Justice Pierce McBride formalizes the murder charges against Jack Ruby.
So this murder complaint alleges that Jack Ruby, on November 24th, 1963, then and there, voluntarily and with malice aforethought, killed Lee Harvey Oswald by shooting him with a gun.
It is now December 5th. 1963. An emotionally shaken John Conway, governor of Texas, bids farewell to the staff of Parkland Hospital.
So we're leaving in just a few moments. But again, I wanted to have this opportunity to say to all of you that Ms. Conway and I are eternally grateful to you. You know, when you come here in the condition I was in, you're not ever sure who really you are and should be grateful to. All I know is that I literally owe my life to you here at Parkland, to the doctors, to the staff, to everyone.
And so you have heard the actual recorded voices of history as broadcast continuously by KLIF in Dallas. Preserve them well, for these were the fateful hours.
Who took 8mm film of the assassination?
Well, you now have a copy of your film, which you were kind enough to show to us this afternoon. Is that copy the same as the original which you gave to the FBI on December 1st?
I would say no. There is some films may be missing, some frames. Some of the frames were ruined.
Does the film which you have at the present time have the same number of frames as the film which you delivered to the FBI on December 1st?
I would say no, but it's cause of losing maybe a frame here and there.
At the time the shots were fired, did you look at the book depository building?
No.
Did you think at that time that the shots came from the book depository building?
No, I thought it came from a fence between the book depository and the railroad track.
Does anyone else who you know or who you've spoken with also believe that the shots came from there?
Most everyone thought it came from the fence behind the book depository.
Between the book depository and the...
Between the book depository and the railroad track.
At the present time, where do you believe the shots came from?
Well, they came from the book depository because there's proof that it did come from there.
I see. This you've read in newspapers and you've read the report.
Yes. I believe the Warren report.
How do you now know that the shots came from the book depository building?
Well, they just have definite proof of it's all I know.
friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He'd breed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He'd breed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin Luther? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. I just looked around and he was gone. Didn't you love the things he stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday soon. Oh, it's got to be one day. Bobby, can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John. They were
Mrs. Clemens, how long after Tippit was shot did this man with a gun come to visit you?
About two days. It was about 2 days. Said that I might get hurt. Someone might hurt me if I would talk.
About what you saw?
What I saw. He just told me to be the best if I didn't say anything because I might get hurt.
I would love to see a computer faced with the problem of coming up with the probabilities of the assassination taking place the way it did, with all of these strange incidents that took place before and are continuing to take place after the assassination. I think all of us who love this country should be alerted that something is wrong in the land.
Here are some facts, strange as they may seem, but proof that history not only repeats itself, but it repeats with facts that are stranger than fiction. President Lincoln was shot in the Ford Theater. President Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln automobile. Lincoln was shot with a pistol, and his assassin was shot with a rifle. Kennedy was shot with a rifle, and his assassin was shot with a pistol. John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln, was killed by a man in uniform, but in the presence of civilians. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man that shot Kennedy, was killed by a civilian in the presence of men in uniform. The chosen name of the man that shot Booth was Red Kelly. The chosen name of the man who shot Oswald was Jack Ruby. Each of these names, Red Kelly and Jack Ruby, contain 8 letters. Booth killer did not go by his correct first name. Oswald's killer did not go by his correct last name. Booth was shot before Lincoln was buried. Oswald was shot before Kennedy was buried. These are documented facts that prove truth is stranger than fiction, even when history does repeat itself.
That takes care of that set. A little set about what happened 46 years ago today. Yes, they stole our president from us. We were listening to Buddy Starcher. History repeats itself. Kind of ironic considering what the record was doing at the end there. Some commentary by Penn Jones and Celia Clemens. Penn Jones talking about all the people that died that witnessed the assassination. And Celia Clemens, one of the witnesses to the Tippit killing, she claimed that it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald that killed the policeman. It was somebody else, her being threatened very soon afterwards. We heard something by Moms Mabley, Abraham Martin and John. Orville Nix talks about filming the assassination, turning it into the FBI, and getting his film back butchered with things missing from it. The Byrds. He was a friend of mine, and Bob Coltman and Joe Bussard, The Death of Kennedy. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover, and a little set about my conspiracy theories. Of course, you know that Lee Harvey Oswald was on the second floor of the book depository drinking a Coca-Cola when the assassination took place. How do we know that? A policeman ran right in and saw him like 30 seconds after the shots rang out. There was no way he could have been in that lunchroom with an open Coca-Cola in his hand. He couldn't have run down from the sixth floor. We talk about justice in this country. We talk about people having the right to a trial. We talk about terrorists going on trial. Yet here's a man who 46 years ago had the death of a president hung around his neck without a trial, without any representation at all. Shows you where justice was in this country and where justice still is.